Hello, this is Kid Clit. Welcome to a new episode of the Pussy Centipede. Last time on the Pussy Centipede, we were introduced to Doctor of Kitties and Paul Joseph Watson and their crazy scheme of building a centipede by attaching a bunch of puppies asshole to mouth hole. Now let's get back to our story. Here, we're going to be visiting the studios of a show known as Shark Tank, a show where people make investments on stuff. All right.
Welcome to Shark Tank. When we last saw you, Lori Grainer and Barbara Corcoran had just rejected a new product known as Box of Puppies. The potential business owners had come in with nothing but a box of puppies. And Barbara Corcoran was like,
I grew up on the streets and got rich from nothing. What am I going to do with a box of puppies? Back in the Depression, we would have slit their throats and eaten them.
And then Lori Grainer was like,
I'm Lori Grainer. I'm pretty hot for someone who's old.
So the person with the box of puppies business was about to leave Shark Tank dejectedly when another investor entered the room.
Hey, I love puppies. I'd invest $1 billion in that box of puppies.
Really?
Yes, because I'm Ashton Kutcher. I'm the one investor on Shark Tank who thinks outside the box. I mean, I invented the iPad.
And then Ashton Kutcher took the box that had 5 cute, adorable puppies in it and gave the business owners $1 billion of his That 70s Show money. And then he incitedly ran out of the studio and brought the puppies home to his wife, Mila Kunis. When Ashton Kutcher came to the door of their home, Mila Kunis was there with her Balkan Eastern European face, and she had a grouchy look and was like,
Ashton Kutcher, why did you bring these puppies home? You know I don't like puppies.
Come on, Mila Kunis. I love puppies, and I spent $1 billion by investing in them. I think this is the best investment I've ever made on Shark Tank.
Ashton Kutcher,
said Mila Kunis as she threw her Slavic hands up in the air in frustration, but then she smiled and said,
I knew I was marrying a stupid asshole when I married you, but that's what you do when you're in love. You can keep the puppies, Ashton. Just make sure you clean up after them. All right?
Of course, Mila Kunis.
Then Ashton Kutcher went into the yard and excitedly rolled around in the grass with his puppies. Little did he know that in the bushes, somebody was hiding and watching him. A British person named Paul Joseph Watson.
Hey, them puppies would just be what I need for me and Doctor of Kitties to be making our pussy centipede that's puppy made. If and I ain't Paul Joseph Watson, the toughest and most racist British person ever, I just have to concoct a scheme to kidnap these puppies. I better get home to Doctor of Kitties and tell him about it, chap.
So then Paul Joseph Watson went home to Doctor of Kitties' house. And when Doctor of Kitties opened the door, he was like,
meow, 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 meow. Paul Joseph Watson, did you find 5 puppies yet for our pussy centipede? Meow, 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 meow.
And then Paul Joseph Watson, he noticed that Doctor of Kitties had cream all over his lips, and he stuck his tongue out and tried to lick it off.
And Dr. Kitty scratched his face and was like,
"Meow, meow, what are you doing? Why did you lick my face, you piece of shit?"
"Oh, it's because I thought you had a spot of cum on your lip, and I was cleaning it off."
"Cum? Ew, what the fuck are you talking about? Meow, meow, meow. Why would I have cum on my meow, meow, meow fur face? I was drinking cream out of a saucer, you piece of shit."
"I did find puppies, but I must go now. Go to the bathroom secretly." And then Paul Joseph Watson went to the bathroom in the guest bedroom at the back of the house. And from his suitcase, he pulled out a vial of fresh cum. He chugged the cum as hard as he could. And then he started to cry and said, "No one must ever find out my secret. Not even Doctor of Kitties. He would not like to be a partner with someone such as I." And then he began to vomit the cum into the toilet and was like, and then he pulled out a handkerchief and wiped the cum vomit and stomach acid from his lips. But Doctor of Kitties was watching him the whole time. He was standing there with towels in his kitty's hands.
"Meow, meow, meow, I thought you needed some extra towels. What the fuck is wrong with you? Meow, 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 why are you drinking cum and vomiting it up? Meow, 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 are you bulimic? Meow, 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 meow."
"I'm sorry, Chop. What I'm about to tell you may cause you to end our partnership. I am not bulimic. I am what is known as cum-limic. I drink cum, and then I vomit it up post-taste. I am sorry, Chap, if you find this to be an aberrant behavior."
"Meow, meow, meow, I don't care. Meow, 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 as long as you find some puppies for me to sew together ass to mouth. Meow, meow, meow."
Meanwhile, at the airport in Italy, Bobby Trendy and Slithers the Snake had come to an impasse at the counter of Flight Airlines, for apparently there were no direct flights from Italy to Cincinnati, Ohio, and Bobby Trendy was one person who could not tolerate having to transfer to a different flight mid-route.
"Okay, listen to me, you piece of shit, Flight Airlines piece of crap. I want a direct flight to Cincinnati, Ohio now. I am not going to deboard the plane and then board again, okay? I'm not going to have a fucking layover, because I'm Bobby Trendy."
"I'm sorry, sir," said the representative from Flight Airlines, "but we do not have any direct flights to Cincinnati, Ohio. You could transfer at JFK Airport, and then you'll have a quick flight from New York City to JFK. We'll even put you in first class the whole time."
"I don't want fucking first class. I want a direct flight."
And then Bobby Trendy pulled out a pink gun and started waving it around.
"I'm hijacking this fucking plane, and we're going to Cincinnati. I don't have time. This stupid Doctor of Kitties is going to make a puppy centipede, and he's going to ruin everything. Let's go, Slithers."
And then the plane took off. And the whole time, Bobby Trendy had his gun stuck in the pilot's mouth, making sure he wasn't going anywhere but Cincinnati.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the Pussy Centipede. Looks like things are taking a crazy turn. Sorry, I've been a little bit sick with the cum flu. Sorry about that coughing in your ear. Hopefully you're not listening to this really loud in your earbuds. Stay tuned next time for the Pussy Centipede, and may the force be with you.